24 degrees right now, top of 33 today and warming up for tomorrow, 36, then 37. And we've got our Dead Set Legends, Tanya Armstrong and Lockie Reed filling in for Claisey, Matt and Kimber.
We've changed the name officially now via the intro. It is the lockdown quiz. And Tan, I know for a fact that families at 9 o'clock get together as a team and sit at the dining room table awaiting the lockdown quiz.
They might be doing better than me. I got 4 out of 5 on the first day. Thought I was going all right. Yep. And then yesterday crashed and burned 2. So I know you're missing hosting your quiz nights, but yeah, you might be showing me up as well.
And Liz, how did you go over the first 2 days?
Well, I got 3 on both days. So Tanya and I are actually equal.
Neck and neck. Yeah.
Misses consistent right now. And Tanya just up and down. So concentrate, Tan. I think you lose your concentration halfway through the quiz.
And there's no cheating as well. You've got to put your phones down, everyone.
Phones
no
down.
No Googling. Get your pens ready.
And I give the answers after the next song. So you can't go onto the internet and try and, you know, cheat and get the answers. All right, here we go. Question number one. Complete the next line in this famous poem. There was movement at the station.
Oh, I know that.
Complete the next line in this famous poem. Question number one. There was movement at the station.
Bit of banjo.
Yeah. All right, question number two. That one was an easy one. This is a sport one. Name the two players who have worn the jumper number 29 for the Fremantle Dockers in an official AFL game. There are only two players in their history that officially worn 29 for the Fremantle Dockers in an AFL game. Name both of them. You have to have both, 10, not just one of the two.
Really, I should be good at these. I'm really bad at player numbers.
29.
I know one of them.
You know, you'd have to know one of them. we spoke to him earlier this week. Oops. That was question number two, the two players that have worn jumper number 29. Question number three, I'm going to hand it over to my good buddy, Mr. Chris Murphy, the musician.
Thanks, Lockie. Okay, name this riff.
The best musician in the whole wide world, Mr. Chris Murphy. Name that song. Name that song. You got that straight away. I'm watching you on the little Skype and you were straight away writing
it's
it down.
Kind of creepy.
You're a music guru. And Liz was sitting there going, I don't know.
No, it's my era. So
no, she knew
anything
it.
Modern, I will not get.
Okay. That was question number three. Here's question number four. The phrase, not happy, Jan, was a part of a TV commercial promoting what product? The phrase, not happy, Jan, was a part of a TV commercial promoting what product? That is question number four.
One of the all-time great ads.
Yeah, it's a
if
beauty.
You still remember it.
Looking out the window, not happy, Jan. Question number five. This is a who am I? I'm dressed each and every day in a different outfit. First day it was Thor. Yesterday it was Elvis. Dressed up very nicely this morning. Tan can't see, of course, because the computers are in the way. I originate from Germany. Sources say I arrived in America back in the 1700s. My address, if you want to send me mail, is 123 Carrot Road, Easter Island. At times I carry a basket and I'll be very busy this weekend. That is question number five.
Seriously?
Who am I?
which island? Can you give me that again?
That was Easter Island, 123 Carrot Road.
Okay. Easter Island. Is that near Christmas Island?
I'm not sure where Easter Island is.
All right, we're going to play Jonas Brothers now, then we'll come back with the answers, the lockdown quiz, as the Dead Set Legends fill in for Claisey, Matt and Kimber on Mix 94.5.